Who was the first person to suggest we try generating such a silence ourselves? One that would endure until we chose to end it. The idea took hold with astonishing tenacity. Leaflets with headings like "Promote Silence" and "Silence Equals Life" appeared in our mailboxes. It wasn't long before a measure was passed decreeing the city would make every possible effort to muffle all sources of noise within its borders so as to ensure continuing silence for its citizens and families. The first step, and most difficult, was dampening of the street traffic. The roads were resurfaced with a reinforced open cell foam that absorbed all but the lowest frequency.